You're listening to SBS News.
Okay, core switched on, contract your glutes and pull the weight beside your hips. You've got one more set. You can do it. That's it. Exhale on exertion.
When Just Core isn't a trainer and a coach helping people reach their fitness goals, she's the administrator of a Facebook community group called Brown Girls Rising. It all started when Just was disowned by her family in 2019 for falling in love with someone outside of her own culture. Just decided to share her story on Facebook. And before she knew it, she had formed a community of South Asian women working to uplift each other.
And we all sit there feeling alone. Imagine if there was a place where all of us could come together and we could talk about our struggles and heal through our journeys. And that's what inspired my partner Sven and I to start this group, Brown Girls Rising. And today it has like almost 7,500 followers, people from all backgrounds, ethnicities, gender identities. They're all there helping each other and supporting each other through cultural, a lot of cultural issues that we're dealing with.
The group's members are South Asian women and people from all over the world. But Just estimates that 30 to 40% of the group are based in Australia. Just, whose family migrated to Australia, says the group spends a lot of time discussing the immigrant experience.
Just watching its growth over the last couple of years, I'd always say to myself, I really wish I had this group when I was growing up, you know, because I felt alone in a lot of my struggles. And maybe it's also because like the South Asian community in Australia, like we're not as advanced as the US based, you know, communities that have been there a bit longer. People are still first, second, third generation here, you know, so we're still forming our roots.
The group also allows people to write in anonymously, but no topic is too much of a taboo to be discussed, from periods to caste discrimination and tips to excel at work.
The topic of menstruation is still taboo among the brown community and it's seldom addressed. Although we are evolving, many people in the brown communities associate menstruation with shame and impurity. I'd love to know if anyone else felt the same way I did when I first realized this belief. And let's talk periods.
This is something that has been on my mind for a long time. I find it difficult to speak up around senior leaders at work because of how much emphasis our culture places on respecting elders and not questioning or having conversations with authority figures. Anyone have tips on how to overcome this?
Just says it's these difficult conversations that matter most and can create the most change for South Asian women and people.
Self-sacrifice is a big part of being a South Asian woman, or what is traditionally seen as a good South Asian woman. So just talking about these things now and saying, hey, we don't have to be that way. It's okay for us to like put ourselves first. It's okay to prioritize mental health, to talk about sex openly, to be safe in sex as well. I feel like a lot of these conversations don't happen and people get into predicaments that maybe they wouldn't have if people had taught them about these things.
Ready?
Harmeen Kaur Sidhu is one of the members of the group. She works in the higher education sector and is a mother of two little girls. Harmeen says the group has helped her pass on parts of Punjabi culture onto her daughters.
So we were looking at positive things that our culture has, you know, brought up, and I would say the language, the art history, the food, those are some of the things we would want to pass on. The negative things that we don't want to pass on are gender stereotypes. You know, a girl always has to be in the kitchen cooking. A girl must always be prepped to, you know, marry in the end. So those are some of the things we don't want our children growing up with. We'd want to neutralize all of that and have gender equality.
After Harmeen migrated to Australia in 2008 as a student, she believes having a community like Brown Girls Rising with a diversity of experiences means women of colour can support each other to excel.
In a Western country, there's a lot of things that are hurdles for women to grow, whether it's in their careers or whether it's in their families or in any phase of your life. As women on its own, it's hard enough, but add color to it, it becomes a whole new challenge. So having brown girls with you all the way just gives you that extra boost of confidence, gives you those life lessons that someone else has already gone through it, you didn't even know. They just give you little pointers of how to navigate through career, how to navigate through your family.
Just hopes the group creates change, one post and story at a time.
Some of the conversations we have in there, they're so powerful, you know. And people might think, yeah, it's just social media, it's just a Facebook group, but these are people's lives you're talking about. You're talking about heavy topics like moving out of home, financial independence, empowering yourself, empowering others. Like, I think it does foster a culture of creating change within our culture. The group itself, I think it shows a little snapshot into how women are becoming more empowered, and women are now standing up for themselves and saying, you know what, it's okay to put ourselves first. Not being afraid to do that and being seen, you know, not hiding in the shadows anymore.
South Asian women out of the shadows and being true to ourselves. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.